This is Radio for Babies.
This is Dan.
This is Howard.
This is Lauren.
This is Brian.
And this is Rob. And this is a podcast where we pick a word from a random wheel that Howard so kindly spins for us. And we use that word to have a conversation. And from that conversation, we get ideas to come up with, hopefully, funny sketches.
All right. And our word for today is pencil.
Pencil?
Pencil. Pencil. Hmm. Pencil. Yeah.
I'm not sure that I actually, I think if I don't own any, like, regular pencils. I haven't had a regular pencil in forever.
Do you have an irregular pencil?
Yeah.
Yes, I have one that it curves a little to the right.
It's just a big...
It writes just as well, though, right?
Yeah.
It's just as good?
Yeah. Hey, folks, it's fine.
Yeah. I used to hate writing with pencil, like, when I was in school, and I feel like we weren't allowed to use pens until fourth grade, and it had to be blue or black ink.
Mm-hmm.
And I preferred writing with pen, and I think I still do, but I do own a lot of pencils because I draw. But I hate the smearing. I feel like I always get like that smear of pencil lead on my hands.
I do that because I write like a left-handed person, even though I'm right-handed.
Oh,
and I'm left-handed, so that's my whole life.
I'm right-handed.
In first grade, my teachers, who I think now are cruel, I didn't know it then, I was just a little kid, but they actually taped because I wrote weird. I wrote with my pencil in between my index finger and my give people the finger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote like
also
that.
Known as the middle finger.
The right. Middle finger.
Standard nomenclature.
We don't say that word.
Or the birdie finger.
Yeah, we don't use the word middle, Lauren.
Or the word fuck you, you know, finger. And so they would take my fingers together to where I couldn't like use them.
Oh,
and
wow.
To me now that seems like cruel. Just let me write that way.
Right.
And I stayed with that all through elementary school. Like I always wrote that mm-hmm. way. I think out of defiance. And then for whatever reason in seventh grade, I think I was too cool then. And so I made myself write the other way. But I still wrote weird because yeah. I learned how to write that way.
Is that what the movie The Lobster was based on?
Oh, I've seen the movie The Lobster and I did not like it.
I don't know this movie.
I don't know.
It's basically it's where called The Lobster.
But yeah, I feel like we talk about shellfish a lot in this group.
Yeah,
so
do.
Let's go with it.
It's a movie where basically these people go to this camp or something where they either become better people or they turn into animals.
You have to fall in love, right? I mean, you have to.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you
it.
You have to find your soulmate or they turn into animals and go into the woods.
And I just remember getting to the end of it and going, okay, that was a movie.
Yeah, that's the same guy. That's the same guy that made like Killing of a Sacred Deer.
And he also did another one recently, which I did like. The one about the royal woman or whatever, it won a bunch of Oscars. And I realized it was the same director because I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's the same style. But I did enjoy that one more.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it, though.
He's made a number of, like Killing of a Sacred Deer, I've only seen part. He makes a number of, like, his movies are usually uncomfortable and weird. So that was The Lobster fit right into his motif.
The Lobster wasn't mine, but I know other people love it. It just did not click with me at all.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I do like Colin Farrell. Like in
oh,
Bruges,
yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah.
You guys see it in Bruges?
In Bruges, that's like good, yeah.
It's such a like funny, dark movie, man. Yeah. It's so good.
He was great in Minority Report.
Yeah.
The Spielberg
I always
movie.
I always thought he was like, he's never good when he is like the straight lead man. He's always great when he's either playing like a character mm-hmm. or like he's co-starring with somebody else or he's playing like the antagonist. That's when he's usually the best.
He was one of the better parts of Dumbo, which was not a great movie, but he was great in it, and Michael Keaton was great in it.
I've literally never seen any of these movies.
So Dumbo, like the flying elephant Dumbo?
Yeah, Tim Burton did a remake a few years ago.
Because I don't understand why. Well, first of all, I really have a lot of like personal issues with remakes and sequels, like excessive amounts of sequels. But Dumbo is one of the saddest like
scariest
Disney movies. And I just don't think we don't need to traumatize like a whole nother generation. And like also like I love elephants, and I just like, I don't know. I just can't with movies about animals in general, but
yeah I bet Tim Burton saw the trippy, crazy, disturbing, drunken part of Dumbo and the psychedelic part and was like, that's, yeah. I love that part. I'm going to make a movie out of that someday.
Well, most of what he's been doing recently has been remakes. Cause is that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Planet of the Apes.
I mean, he lost his edge a while ago.
Yeah. I love some of his early stuff. Like Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of my favorite movies. Edward Scissorhands.
That's a Tim Burton.
That was his first one.
First feature length. Wow. It's really good. And you can see all the little signatures in it if you watch it. There's like little pieces that. So he's got the.
He went from being an animator at Disney to getting fired from Disney and then doing that movie. And then Disney hired him back on to do A Nightmare Before Christmas. But he didn't have the time because he was doing Batman Returns. So he decided to give that to the other guy that directed Nightmare Before Christmas, who I can't remember.
Yeah. But yeah, his early stuff is amazing, and then he just kind of churns stuff out right now. I saw the trailer for Dumbo, and I also have had an AMC pass, so I could go see movies all the time. And so I liked the trailer. I thought the trailer, all right, this is either going to suck like Alice in Wonderland, or it's going to be great like Edward Scissorhands, and it sucked like Alice in Wonderland.
So that was my thing. I felt Tim Burton only made movies with Johnny Depp and the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a lot.
What's her name?
Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah.
They were that's his ex-wife.
Okay.
I don't think they were ever officially married, but they were something.
I always loved how they lived in separate homes, because I think that is the key to a good marriage. I'm not married, I don't know, but I like to have my own personal space. So I think if I was ever in like a long committed relationship, they would still have to have their own place.
I want to say that I read that they still are like in the same houses, even though they're not together anymore.
No, they own like separate houses and live.
But I mean, like they're on the same property.
Yeah. They live like next door to each other or something.
They still live next door to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was an article years ago about a couple that does that. And I'm sure it's more common than that, but they talk.
And they have kids together. So it makes sense.
San Francisco that does that, the husband lives on like the third floor, and then the mother and the wife lives on the first floor with the kids, and the kids go back and forth and they have dinner at different places and then go back to their separate houses, apartments in the same building, but they had each other their own total separate space.
It makes sense to me.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always loved Helena Bonham Carter. I think she's amazing.
I liked her in Fight Club, but I can't talk about it, so.
Yeah.
That was probably my last Tim Burton movie that I probably liked was Big Fish.
I loved Big Fish.
Oh, that was a Tim Burton. I like that one too.
I think that movie didn't get the respect that it should have.
I got it afterwards, like later on it did. It does now.
I know.
It definitely didn't when it came out.
I knew so many people who were like, oh, I hated that movie. And I was like, why? It's amazing. The story, like it's storytelling, it's beautiful. Yeah, you have to cry. It's a tearjerker. It was just, that's such a good movie. And I was always shocked when people didn't like it.
That was Albert Finney too, right?
I think Albert Finney. And Jessica Lange.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor. Right?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor was the star, I think.
And Danny DeVito was in it.
There's a lot of recognizable people. Like even if you don't know their names, you would recognize them.
Yeah. Danny DeVito's another one that comes back quite a bit for Tim Burton.
Yeah. And for us.
Yeah.
Did we do Danny DeVito last week? Somewhere I did Danny DeVito.
He's a tiny, round, sexy man.
he's great in just about everything.
I love Danny.
I can't say I've seen anything that I just totally hated that he was in.
It's funny. My daughter saw some Christmas movie we're flipping around and it had Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick in it. And so she knows later Matthew Broderick. She doesn't know Ferris Bueller. She knows later Danny DeVito, like, or kind of middle time Danny DeVito, like Matilda. So she's like, wow, Danny DeVito is so much younger and Matthew Broderick is so much older. You know, so it was like confusing to her. It's like, Well, these things happen. People get old, and there's you just had known from different time periods in their career.
Sure, one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh yeah,
because he's in that, and he's like he looks like he's 10 or
something. Or like Taxi, wasn't he in Taxi?
Oh yeah, Taxi. Yeah, that's.
I've seen some of those, but he could look kind of old in that.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller is one of the movies that, like, when I was younger, if my parents. And still to this day, if my parents recommend a movie, I'm like, I'm not going to like it. But I remember my dad and mom, like, separate times going to Blockbuster, and they're like, have you ever seen Ferris Bueller's? And I was like, no. And they're like, what? You'd love it. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. And then my dad was like, you have to watch it. And I was like, fine. And it's one of the best movies.
It's yes. in my top 10.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the best movies.
And it holds up really it. Well. Even mm-hmm. though the fashions yeah. are different, the story yeah. itself holds up extremely well. I mean,
the fashion is like 20 on a 20-year cycle, so it's not that, you know.
It's not as bad as some of his other movies, like 16 Candles looks 80s. Ugh.
Yeah.
But and that has some issues.
Yeah.
And like war games doesn't hold up simply because of the computer system.
Yeah.
It's all based around a computer system that doesn't like couldn't possibly
Matthew Broderick is in that one
thing.
Too.
Yeah. The whole Cold War thing's kinda not a thing now too.
Yeah.
Another thing about Ferris Bueller is Charlie Sheen was on drugs and that, and then 20 years later he was on drugs again. So you're right.
20-year cycles.
Yeah, roughly. I didn't do the actual math there, but we'll say that.
Mm-hmm. I saw the. You guys know the. You know the band Save Ferris?
Yeah.
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 Scott. I think.
Yeah, I saw mm-hmm. them in concert years ago in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I was really into ska.
Of course.
Were they the ones that did Mrs. Robinson?
What?
The Mrs. Robinson one, or is that a different one?
No, that's.
No, that was the Lemonheads.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the Lemonheads in concert. They actually played it.
Save Ferris had a woman front. Front woman, mm-hmm. and they were a ska band. Lemonheads are not.
They're not ska.
They're not ska. I don't know what they are.
I've heard another one that is.
They're like, they're like college rock.
They're skate punk. They're like. Yeah. They're like alternative skaters always listen to Lemonheads. That was like.
The lead singer of Save Ferris did, was sang on the track "She Has a Girlfriend Now" by Real Big Fish.
Yep, I saw them in concert too.
I did too.
Yeah.
And that's I love that song.
Saw Real Big Fish with Goldfinger. I mean, I was like, me in the 90s and the 90s ska movement, I was right in that. Mm-hmm. It was just like, that was
all of like, what, 8 months? Everything was played that was ska and then it went away.
No Doubt was around for that. And Sublime still like.
No Doubt is ska. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
There was like a period of time where everything original. On the radio.
Yeah. Okay. No Doubt from Tragic Kingdom and their mm-hmm. first two albums are very ska. I mean, they have a trombone player in the band. Like, and then they kind of dropped that after that.
But. So,
yeah.
Isn't the lead singer for No Doubt now married to some country music guy?
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't really keep tabs on it, but yeah. I know that like Gavin Rosdale was basically what all of the songs on Tragic Kingdom were about. And then
It was about the Tragic Kingdom. It was about the guy in the band. They used to date her.
Oh,
the
was
bassist.
It? I thought it was, Gavin Rosdale, or maybe that was like the next album.
Yeah, Gavin Rosdale came after Tragic Kingdom. So the Tragic Kingdom was all about her and the bassist breaking up and then still being in the band together, which was... must have been so fun to play. Like, all these songs are about me.
Well, I mean, but that's, like, not new to music in general. I mean, Fleetwood Mac, for example.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor Swift didn't break up with people in her band, did
she? Yeah, but just broke up with people.
Oh, I'm talking about,
and
like,
wrote
exes.
Silence about it.
Yeah, like I mean, the exes, people stuff like, up and play the song. It's about them.
Yeah, and, like, touring together and everything. But yeah, then she was like obsessed with Gavin Rosdale, and then it was like 15 years later they got married or something like that. I feel like that was like a really drawn out thing.
They have two kids, don't they? They have kids.
Yeah, but I feel like it, like her, that whole like, you know, her being obsessed with him and then them getting married. I feel like it was like really drawn out, but maybe it just felt that way.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a handle on what kind of music Brian likes, because we learned the other week he doesn't like Jimmy Buffett. Not kind of weighing in on this conversation. What do you listen to, Brian?
I used to listen to ska when it was a thing. I didn't know No Doubt was ever ska, so I messed that up.
Okay. Ska influenced.
Well, wait, how old,
weird
how old
electronic
are you
stuff. 32.
Oh. Yeah, so no doubt wasn't ska when you probably started listening to
them. No, it was after that.
I'm old. Gosh.
Yeah, that was Hey Baby.
And I grew up on oldies because that's all my dad listened to.
Like, what do you consider oldies?
Like Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Well, okay, because he's oldies. Because right. Yeah. Like, yeah. 90s music is probably oldies.
I was
now.
More like, you know, like Papa Roach. New wave stuff.
I mean, Foo Fighters are 25 years old now. So
oh, yeah. That's like U2 is practically
that's old music. Too. I mean, everything from the 90s is classic rock now. Mm-hmm. I mean, though classic rock is really considered its own genre, but.
Yeah, didn't like DC 101 kind of just become oldies station by just still playing the same stuff?
I don't know. The last time I listened to it, I feel like all they played was Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, I don't listen to radio much, but that's always on.
I don't either, but I feel like there was a time where if I was in my car, I didn't have to go anywhere very far, I would just put on DC 101 and it was always Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I was just listening, actually, because NPR was doing a fundraiser, so I flipped to something else, and it was DC 101. There's a song about overwhelmed, and it's all about anxiety. It's like, this song is making me anxious. I don't want to listen to this.
We're back to Imagine Dragons. There really weren't any actual songs about dragons, though, right?
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
Was just a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the same song or all the songs, but they all sound alike to me.
I mean, I don't think most bands sing about the name of the band, unless you're KMFDM.
The Beatles
they do it
did the, you're right. Yeah.
Like KMFDM, KMFDM name checks themselves in every song. But that's, I don't know, that's just their.
So Imagine Dragons, is that the one? There was one band that was like, used to be Mormon, and then they gradually moved away from it.
That was kind of Hanson, wasn't it?
It was more the Imagine Dragons era.
Oh, okay.
Like Imagine Dragons, maybe it was some other. I don't know. I saw something like a documentary about
Hanson's
it.
Hanson's still around, man.
Yeah.
And actually, those guys are good songwriters. Like they all write their own songs, play their own instruments, and they all make their own albums. Like they're actually. Like actual musicians, just Umbop is whatever, but they make their own music.
that's the only Hanson song I know. So it's like,
they have a song called "Penny and Me," which is really good, and they each have like five kids apiece. So they're definitely probably still religious.
Yeah.
Well, there's also more than just the three brothers. Like they apparently come from a big family as well.
They're all homeschooled too. I remember that part.
Huh.
Hey Brian, that was a missed opportunity.
I just took such a big swing. I can't believe that I didn't even get a bit of it. Like this is up to you now. It's the only hope.
Well, I'm up to bat. It's just this T-ball league for adults we're not good at it.
I mean, why did we think we could beat the kids?
Because they're small and we're not, but they're really fast.
Our knees don't work anymore. Yeah, and they fall and they get back up. Like,
yeah,
I don't think I can make it around these bases.
On my way to first base, and it took me like a minute to get back up, and I was already out.
Just nothing you can do. I think we might have to, start getting some of those stem cells. Because I think that's the only way to level the playing field.
You know, I wonder if we could harvest from the kids.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some mom here that needs some extra cash.
That one over there looks pretty desperate.
Yeah, her kid's super fast.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be fine if he loses like a couple miles per hour.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we should be doing here. So we should just be just like
harvesting the young,
not the young themselves, just their stem cells,
just their insides,
their stem cells, a little bit of bone marrow and we're good.
Yeah. Like we can just get like, I guess a straw too. Like, it can't be that difficult.
I know a guy, he's got a little like drill.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we just like, maybe like, knock him out with a hit first or something, a foul ball, make it look accidental.
And then I'll trip again, and I'll just bzz, bzz, and there we go.
Whoops.
We don't even need the mom at that point. Who needs permission? Just do it.
It's a lot cheaper that way too.
Yeah. I think we got something here.
Okay. Well, our shipment of irregular pencils came in, Howard. And these look extra irregular.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I ordered the triangle pencils, and I meant a right triangle, and they gave me a whatever you call those, where all sides are equal. It was like, it's.
Oh, I don't know.
I need a right angle. Yeah, yeah. Isosceles. There you go.
Yeah.
You're quite the geometer. Yeah, so.
The triangles are definitely not isosceles. And then also, like, these. Do they seem more irregular than normal? Than our normal shipment? Like, this one is just sort of like half of a pencil, like, cut lengthwise.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure how you would sharpen it.
I think these are designed for left-handed people, I think, so it'll reduce the smudges. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
is that why, do left-handed people prefer... you know, like a curved pencil, or, I mean, I don't know. I'm a righty. So
Me too. That's why I think we're a little confused about this, but I think it's more ergonomic to have it shaved down a little bit so you can rest your, you know, that your give them finger on it. You know, you rest that on the.
Because they're always like left-handed people complain a lot about smudging and stuff like that. And I've always said, well, if you just hold your pencil correctly.
Yeah, I know. I think they have training to help you fix that left-handedness.
I would think so.
I mean,
but, you know, with the healthcare system the way it is, I don't know.
It's probably really expensive and, you know, all the permissions you'd have to go through to get it. And then, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we decided to start selling irregular pencils. And I think let's see how this goes, because I know we've gotten some requests for like left-handed spiral notebooks, and I just don't know if I want that kind of product in our store.
Right. I mean, where I get the left-handed pencils, and I don't think we actually meant to order those, but you know, that's fine.
Now, really?
The left-handed notebooks. Yeah. I think I just filled out the form wrong or something here, you know, using one of these other irregular pencils, I couldn't really aim well. So that's probably what happened there, but we definitely don't want the left-handed notebooks. We don't want to.
That's just, it's too weird. It's backwards.
Yeah. We'd be attracting the wrong crowd to the store.
I mean, they're called sinister when you write with your left hand. So
right.
I feel like we're just, that's just inviting, you know, trouble in. And I want like, nice, not sinister people.
Yeah. And then they're always making these statements. I'm left-handed, so that means I'm controlled, dominated by my right mind. I'm the only one in my right mind. Like,
I know. That's so just offensive.
Just because you say that. I mean, that's right. What about people who really do have issues? That's really rude.
Exactly. Like, that's why we drive on the right in America is because right is right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think like we're even bowing to pressure a little too much by selling these irregular left-handed pencils.
Right.
And I didn't even realize these were specifically left-handed pencils when we ordered it. I thought we were just like adding variety and fun to our pencil supply. I personally like the pencils that are just slightly curved like a banana.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a proper curve is fine, just as long as it's not left-handed. You know, you can't go wrong with right.
I mean, I didn't know that was a left-handed pencil. Is that a left-handed pencil? Because now I feel dirty.
Yeah, we should probably burn it. All of them, the whole stock.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I think we're going to have to talk to the kids. The pet elephant just is not working out.
Told you that. We shouldn't get an elephant, but you insisted.
I thought it would be different. You know, everybody gets their cats and their dogs, but why not an elephant? They're just as cute.
They are cute, but they're also, I don't know if you can see it, but they're taking, it's the whole room. I can't see the TV. I can't.
Why do you need to see a TV? You can watch an elephant.
Well, I can only see part of it because my head is like in its ass.
You just have to wait till it turns. You know its schedule.
I know its schedule. We've talked about the schedule. The elephant schedule is an important thing to part of this household, but I don't feel like we can live like this anymore.
I know. I agree. I think we're going to have to take it back.
I don't know. How are we going to get it out of here?
Yeah, it's so much bigger than when it was shipped.
Yeah, like, that's. I don't know. I know this is. I know that you bought it. You thought it was a teacup elephant. But they
it said it in the ad. I mean, they're not allowed to lie.
Guaranteed it. It was in the back of a comic, and you bought those X-ray specs right next to.
Well, yeah, that's how I was able to see the ad for the elephant.
That's not even how comics work, Ryan. I don't.
It's how the specs work. Look, I don't know what to tell you, but we're gonna have to do something about this elephant. Are you still friends with that pilot?
I am, but I don't. I need you to keep going with this because I don't see how the pilot is going to come into getting the elephant out of the house.
Well, we need to airlift it, right?
Okay. I don't know. Did you look up at all? I mean, look up. Just look up. Just humor me. What's up?
Yeah, there? The hole where the elephant put its head through. What about it?
It's a small hole right now. So what you're saying is you want to enlarge the hole.
Well, I mean, we can't get it out if we don't.
Brian, can you estimate how big you think that hole would need to be to get the entire elephant out of the house?
About one elephant's.
You know I hate when you use the thing we're talking about as a system of measurement.
Hey, guys, I think that was Tim Burton walking down the street right there.
Really?
Look.
His hair.
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell from, it's the hair, and he's wearing a trench coat.
Does he always wear? Well, does he wear trench coats? I thought he was more. He seems like a not. Seems like he should be a.
Well, the guy next is definitely Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I think it's Johnny Depp and Tim Burton.
Oh yeah, that guy's real drunk.
I didn't know Tim Burton had hair.
Yeah, Tim Burton has like wiry hair.
Okay, whoa, back it up, it up.
What?
Who do you think Tim Burton is?
I thought he was like that tall, skinny guy from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. Skellington?
Yeah, that's Jack Skellington. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought that was like a biopic.
No. Well.
Oh.
Well, Tim Burton, you don't know.
It is, but not about Tim Burton.
I don't know. I didn't get it.
I thought you were talking about Tim Burton, the postman, so I'm way off base.
If anything, the Jack Skellington's more like.
Howard, is your postman named Tim Burton?
Yeah. I was getting confused because he's a kind of a paunchy guy with gray beard and not the same guy at all. But who's Tim Burton? Not.
He's the guy that directed like Batman.
Oh, like Batman, like The Dark Knight Rises?
No, that's Chris Nolan. It's the guy before that.
No, I thought that was Christian Bale who directed.
Oh yeah,
Batman. Christian Bale was Batman.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Was he Batman or the Batman?
He was Batman, yes. And the guy from the Robert Pattinson is going to be the Batman, but that one's not out yet.
Wait, I thought Robert Pattinson was a vampire who worked in a lighthouse.
Well, it's bats.
Yeah. He is, and so
it's bat adjacent.
He was in the lighthouse. I know this. This is guys. I've heard this. This is canon. Mm-hmm. He was in the lighthouse because since he sparkles, he could light up the lighthouse.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen the movie, but it looks very happy. I'm willing to see it.
It was a laugh riot.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, he is a comedian.
So is Willem Dafoe. I mean, that guy is hilarious.
Yeah, he's quite a joker.
Well, Willem Dafoe is also a vampire.
No, he's a goblin.
Wait.
No, he was a vampire in the movie Nosferatu in the 19th.
The docu-pic.
He was also a vampire in Jesus Christ. Superstar. The last
Jesus Christ vampire.
The Last Temptation of Christ when he was a vampire?
Yeah, because he drinks blood.
There's a lot of blood in that movie.
And he comes back from the dead, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, see, right. I thought Willem Dafoe was my barber. That's my barber's Willem.
Do you have a barber named Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, and he's kind of a... What's short, like? Paunchy guy with a gray beard. Doesn't look as
Is your barber also your post?
No. My postman is Tim Burton.
How many short, paunchy guys do you know?
So, yeah, it was, you know, it's kind of what happens when you get to 50.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know, one day I ran into Michael Keaton.
Okay, oh. Wait. Which one?
Wait, though? You know Howard's bartender?
Yes. He's a short, paunchy guy.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, I thought you meant the ghoul.
No. And
you mean Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
The thing that's really confusing is that Michael Keaton is actually Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
And Michael Douglas is Greg Gumbel.
Yes.
Mm. All right.
Lauren, uh-huh. You know, this whole left-hand thing has really got me fired up, and I've actually joined the Anti-Lefters League All.
Okay.
Really, we're going to have a protest march to, you know, we want to get some funding from the government to get some training for folks so they can be trained to be right-handed. And I was hoping you could join me, you know, or at least come to the march to see what you think of it.
Well, I'm really honored because you know how I feel about left-handedness.
Yeah, you're right up there with me.
But I just discovered something a little, I'm just trying to process. Okay. My mother is left-handed.
You don't look like you have any left-handed blood.
I didn't know. She's been keeping this from me. And it turns out that my mom's side of the family there's like a whole prevalence of left-handedness. And you know, I just feel, I'm still processing what that means.
Yeah. I know. Cause I've been talking with you and you're half left-handed.
What? And, I mean, you've noticed that.
I mean, apparently that's probably why you like those banana shaped pencils.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing. I experimented with being ambidextrous when I was in college. Some of it stuck, like when I blow dry my hair, with my left hand. But I don't feel left. Like in my heart, I am a right-hander. I just don't know what to do now because I feel like if I join your march for right-handedness, you know, in especially joining the extreme right-hand movement, I feel like I'm going to be ostracized
from
my family.
I'm feeling like I should be ostracizing you for being left-handed.
Okay,
adjacent.
That's not fair.
What are you talking about?
I did not choose to be left-handed adjacent. I can't help if my family bought into that stuff.
You dabbled in it. And
okay, but everyone experiments in college.
Oh, God. I just don't know if I can talk to you anymore.
The only thing that I still do is I hold my hairdryer with my left hand.
Oh.
Okay, it's just in that I only dry my hair, like, on special occasions.
See, that kind of makes it worse because it's like a special thing to you. I just...
Well, sometimes I can't help it.
Yeah, that's what I think you have some inherent left-handed tendencies in you.
Okay, but I'm fighting it. I don't want it. And I honestly, I would completely break apart from my left-handed family if I didn't depend on them financially.
Yeah.
Because our you know, quirky stationery store is just not paying the bills.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Maybe there's some training where we can, I know they can convert left-handed people to right-handed. I don't know what they do with ambidextrous left-hand adjacent people though. We'll have to look into that.
I don't know. Maybe I can just support the right-hand movement like on the down low.
I'm just going to have to think about this. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm doing a lot of thinking about it too. And it's leading to a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Brian, that was a missed opportunity.
Oh, I can't believe it let it pass us by. I mean,
yeah. And we're out here doing the broomstick hockey with the kindergartners.
Yeah. And, I mean, the net was wide open, and we just whiffed it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been taking those stem cells, and I'm feeling really good about it.
But you definitely they're look just like bigger.
Yeah, and they're just so tiny and quick.
Yeah, it's like you go to, like, hit one of them with your stick, and they're already dodging past your legs. What are you supposed to do?
And if I knock them down, they're back up in a second.
Yeah, they're like little springboards.
And there's that one time that you were heading towards the goal, and they just, like, grabbed under your legs and were slowing you down.
I mean, there's just no stopping them. Okay, we've got to come up with a new plan.
Yeah, I mean, the stem cells are working. We got to do something a little more intense if we're going to take on these kids.
Well, I guess we had to get more energy. What if we lessen the kids' energy?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So we could, like basically just, like, inject them with, like...
melatonin.
Melatonin.
Lots and lots of melatonin. Wait, no, I've got these gummy bears. We can't even get in trouble for this.
And, you know, we can get the moms to actually feed them to them. We say, hey, these are gummy bears. They'll calm down your kids. They'll actually like that because these kids are hyper.
Yeah, and then they'll be like their mid-period snack. And then instead of coming back, you know, energized.
How do you know if the moms are having a period? Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't, you know.
I thought that somebody lost a tooth on the ice. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay. I was like, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, that would be great. Let's just give them to the moms and they'll feed them to the kids and they'll get out there, they'll be sluggish and we'll make goal after goal.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be pros in no time.
Hey, sweetie, I was wondering if you wanted to come down to my apartment for dinner tonight.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, did you want to have dinner up in your apartment?
Whatever's good with you is good with me.
Oh, okay. Is everything okay? You're acting like you're acting a little off.
I'm good.
Is this about how we live in separate apartments, even though we're married still? Like, we're still not moving in together?
I like this.
Okay, I like it too. But what's wrong?
I'm good.
Okay. You know, what's new up in your apartment? I know you've been doing some remodeling.
PlayStation 5.
Okay. I feel like something's wrong. You're usually more talkative than this.
Uh-huh.
And now you're like kind of just short, not really giving much.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you playing PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay, are you even listening to me? Or are you just playing some video game?
Do you want to come up for dinner?
Dan, you're not going to shoot that guy? Shoot him.
I'm trying.
God, are you talking to that wife of yours again?
Yeah, she just keeps talking, yammering on and on and on.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, shit. She's still on the line.
Oh, my God. We're never going to win.
No one.
God, we're going to lose to these kids again.
What? Don't shush me. Who are you shushing?
Brian?
You were shushing me? Don't shush me. Shush her.
Lauren?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I think I'm going to have dinner in my apartment alone tonight. And we can reevaluate things maybe when you're not plugged into a console.
Alone. Well, who the hell am I? Why am I here? Am I not having dinner?
Who's okay. That?
That I am playing a video game.
Wait, what game? Oh my God. It is sweltering outside. You will not believe what I just saw, though. It's so hot, you won't believe it.
I will believe it because I saw it. It's one of those joggers just burst into flame. It was so hot.
Right? I mean, thank goodness that fountain was right there and he was able to put it out quick. But, man, I was worried for a second.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it's because it was hot or he was just running so fast he got friction built up. But I think it's the temperature.
Yeah. Well, I think it had to be both because, I mean, I was out there and I wasn't catching on fire.
That's a good point. You don't move very fast, so.
And I'm naturally pretty chill, so I guess that protects me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we should try to figure out how to bottle your chill and then sell it to people when they get too hot.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea. I mean, like, we could just, whenever I sweat, we could just bottle that. You think that would be a hit?
Yeah, Brian Sweat. Yeah, that would be, we could call it that. Yeah. Brian Sweat.
And just one S in the middle. Just have it roll together.
Yeah, Brian Sweat. No apostrophes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I just
those
like
call
to put
sex on the label.
Yeah. I like to put apostrophes where they don't belong, but not where they do belong.
You got to keep people surprised.
Yeah, that's so.
That's how you get them coming back.
That. And it also seems more chill. Like I don't even care about apostrophes. That's how chill this stuff is.
Oh, and we can steal that Coca-Cola idea where they added the question mark at the end, so it's like Coca-Cola, and you're not really sure what you're drinking, and so you're like, oh wow, I got to find out.
Yeah, it'd just be like Brian Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be that. It could be liquid gold. That's our ad right there. One can of liquid gold is out there somewhere. You got to find it.
Or Brian Sweat. And we could charge a lot more. Yeah. Could charge a lot more. Like, people would be willing to invest in gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make it collector's editions.
Hey, everybody. Was that Donald Sutherland walking down the street there?
The short guy?
Yeah.
No.
He's got like white hair and he's wearing a big trench coat.
Yeah, but that guy is like 4'9". I'm pretty sure Donald Sutherland's actually a kind of a tall guy.
Oh,
wait,
yeah, you're right.
Wait. I thought Donald Sutherland was a duck.
That's Donald Duck, actually.
And
this guy's wearing pants.
Is definitely wearing pants. That guy is not Donald Duck.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland does not wear pants. He wears.
But that guy is wearing pants.
This guy is.
I don't know. I'm just confused why you're mistaking that guy for Donald Sutherland.
I'm not for sure, but it kind of looks like his profile from the back.
I mean, he does have the shape of a person, so I guess it is similar in that way. But he is. He's definitely, I don't think.
And the guy next to him looked like Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, you mean Kiefer Sutherland, my tax accountant?
You have your tax accountant is named Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, he's kind of a short, paunchy guy with a gray beard.
Oh my gosh, I go to him too.
Yeah, he does some great stuff
with the
numbers. Yeah,
he's great.
Guy.
And he does not look like a duck.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
He looks like my bartender and my mailman though.
Yeah.
And he has that 24-hour guarantee, right? Taxes done in 24 hours or less.
Yeah, or your money back, or a free pizza. I forgot what it is. There's some kind of guarantee, though.
Oh, that's the guy that has the pizza place as well. He has the tax.
Pizza while you wait.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clever idea.
Yeah.
I mean, who does? You don't like doing your taxes, but man, you can always get a slice. And why not get a slice and have people look at your W-2s?
And he has the same tagline for both. It's like, get a bigger piece of the pie.
Yeah,
it's clever.
It's honestly genius. I mean, it's very...
And he saved money on sign painting, which tells you he's a good accountant.
Mm-hmm. I did not know his name was Kiefer Sutherland, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the only Kiefer Sutherland I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Sure. Really?
Yeah, there's another.
Now, there's a Sutherland Kiefer, which is a brand of, like, yogurt-type drink.
Oh, I can't do dairy.
Yeah, it's I'm not a fan of that.
That's sweet.
It's too exotic. Yeah. It's too exotic.
But it helps with the probiotics in your gut.
Yeah, it's good for your gut.
Not if you're lactose intolerant.
Ooh. You should learn to be more tolerant, really. I mean, that's one thing.
It's my only prejudice.
Yeah. That
is it though, Lauren? I mean.
Yeah.
All right. I can't do that. I can't do the Kiefer. I can't do it.
Can't do Kiefer?
Yeah.
Sutherland? or Sutherland Kiefer.
No, Sutherland Kiefer. I can't drink it.
Yeah.
Because I think Kiefer Sutherland is married.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
It's true.
I don't know about the accountant.
The last time I was at the accountant's office, he wasn't wearing his wedding ring anymore.
Yeah. Well, he was telling me about that. I think he was trying to not get the marriage. There's some kind of deal when you're married, you don't get as much tax, you know, you have to pay more taxes or something. I didn't understand it all. He's like, it's better to file single. So,
yeah, I walked by there and I'm pretty sure he was in there and he wasn't wearing pants while making pizza.
That was Donald Sutherland.
Could be Donald Duck.
Is that?
Donald Sutherland is the duck that doesn't wear pants and wears and has a speech impediment, a very severe lisp.
That's
like this? He talks like
okay,
this?
Okay, don't make fun of him.
I was just wondering if that's what a lisp was.
That's really rude,
Howard. I just get my speech impediments confused. I don't know which ones are which, so I was just asking.
Yeah, and Donald sometimes has custody of his three nephews.
What are their names?
Huey Long.
And the News?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a great band. I really liked them.
That was the first concert I ever saw.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Donald Duck's kids were Huey Long and the News. I thought.
Yeah.
No, it's Huey Long, Louis Armstrong, and Dewey.
Decimal.
Dewey Louis Decimal. Armstrong, yeah. The guy that was on the moon? Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
No, that was Lance Armstrong.
No.
No, Lance.
I know that.
Lance Armstrong
was a knight in the round table.
Oh, no. He was the bicycle guy.
No, Lance Armstrong is the one that he can really pull his arms out. You can really stretch his arms out.
Yeah, real stretchy guy. No,
who's your tailor, Howard? Wasn't that your tailor?
James. Just his name.
James Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, James Taylor.
So your tailor's name is James Taylor, or he's a tailor named James?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yes.
It's a family trade. That's how last name started. Yeah. It was like a family profession, and yeah, James has been like his generations and generations of tailors.
And he's a short, paunchy guy with a gray beard, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's mostly who I work with.
He has glasses though.
Yeah, that's
because of all the fine needlepoint that he does.
Yeah, you had to be able to tell him apart from my other friends.
He could make Donald some pants.
He won't be into it. Not his thing.
So, Mr. Rob and Mr. Brian, I've got your order of hay here. If you will just open up and let's get you to sign the form to take delivery.
Wait, Brian, why did you get hay?
Isn't that what we wanted?
For the elephants?
Why did we come to the hay store?
Elephants don't eat hay, man.
Who says?
Says anyone who knows about elephants, they don't eat hay. They don't eat alfalfa. This is not for an elephant.
I mean, I feel like we should just let the elephant decide. You're being a little
prejudiced.
They
have decided through millions of years of evolution.
Just because it wasn't grown in their homeland doesn't mean they don't want it. They're not opposed to trying something new and different.
Hey, fellas, could you just let me in so you can sign the form, please?
How much hay did he buy?
Enough.
No, Brian, I'm not talking to you, sir. How much hay did he buy?
Let me check the forms here. I've got 4 bales in the truck I got to drop off here. Just 4 bales.
Wait.
It's just 4 bales.
So you thought, for one, you thought that elephants eat hay. And two, you thought that 4 bales was going to be enough for an elephant of this size?
I figured we'd let him try it first. If he likes it, we could order more and get a variety of flavors.
He's a fucking elephant. We don't
He's
let him try.
He's our guest.
Oh, my God.
Gentlemen, could you just open the door and sign the form, please?
Look, the door doesn't open. You have to go around back.
You
the back
can.
Door opens.
Actually, no, the back, no. You remember, like, that's where his back leg is. He put it there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on. The bathroom window.
No. You can't do that because that's where his trunk is hanging up. So you're going to have to go, like, out to the trellis on the side, climb up the side, and then come down through the roof. There's a rope there. Watch out, it might be a little frayed because it's been swinging against the edges of the hole in the roof. What I would do, though, is when you come down, you're probably going to want to slide directly off one of his sides. Don't, like, hang out because he doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's his space.
Yeah, don't get on his back. He's not cool with it. Just get in there and get off.
What you all are talking about.
It's the elephant. Who do you think the hay is for?
It's the elephant in the room, man.
Oh, I didn't want to talk about that. So, Lauren, I've had some time to think about this.
Okay.
And really try to read up on left-handedness. It's just, I guess it's something that I just didn't understand. And
well, you know what I'm learning?
Yeah.
Is it's not a choice.
Yeah. I'm starting to realize that. And, you know, maybe I've had the wrong attitude about this, joining the anti-left-handers extreme left-right group. I mean, it was alarming and... I feel bad I was mean to you about even having left-handed blood in you.
Yeah, thank you. I've been thinking about it too. And I realized that I have been really denying who I am. And that is that I am a left-handed person.
Okay.
And that I really only feel good when I'm blow drying my hair. And so I decided that, I was just going to kind of experiment some more and do things with my left hand. And it turns out it just feels so much better than right-handed. Like I drilling, when I was putting together my IKEA furniture, for example, I was using my left hand, flipping pancakes.
Yeah.
Signing my name on forms. Yeah. It just all felt right.
Yeah. That's sometimes being a lefty can be right. I'm starting to understand that. And I should never have judged you for experimenting. If you want to be a lefty or righty or ambidextrous or change it up every now and then.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay.
But no, I don't understand,
but I'm not going to judge. That's what I'm
trying to do here. But opening your mind, I think, is like the first step, which is what I've learned. If I open my mind, like that's how I can become more accepting.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a whole community out there and it's just so loving and supportive.
Yeah.
You should come like hang out sometime.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm quite there yet. I'm more understanding, trying to understand better, okay. I should say. And I'm not going to judge anymore. But I just grew up, you know, my parents, my grandparents, all were righties, taught me to, be anti-lefty. And that's just the environment I grew up in. I really can't, you can't just turn that off overnight.
I know. It's a process. And it's pretty radical, it's pretty radical to do things the wrong way. Because again, right is right. For so many people.
And if I got into a radical left group, my parents would disown me.
It's
and we do need the money for the store, right?
Right, I mean, and you're financially dependent on them.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing so well with the stationery store, so.
Why don't you, I think just as like something that I did to become more comfortable with who I am, why don't you just like hold one of those pencils that are shaped like a banana? Just hold it in your left hand and see if it feels right.
That does feel.
It feels good.
Not so bad. Not too bad.
Yeah. Feels good. Listen, I'm not saying you have to try it. You have to experiment because, again, you're just born that way.
Yeah.
But I think, you're making steps. I'm making steps to fully accept, differences. And I think that's great.
Yeah. I think that's all we can do at this stage, but I'll not judge and I'll get out of these hate groups.
That means a lot. That means a lot.
Hey, Brian, that was a missed opportunity.
Oh my goodness. Again, we just keep getting so close every time.
Yeah. I mean, we're out here playing beach volleyball with these toddlers and they're just kicking our ass.
I know. And I mean, it's not even like they're doing that good. It's more like we're just so bad at it.
Exactly. And they don't seem to be affected by the melatonin at all.
No, I mean, they seem plenty happy asleep or just screaming the whole time. I don't.
Yeah, it's just chaos. That's really how they're beating us. It's just pure chaos.
It's just distracting and disorienting. And it's like, am I in hell? Where am I right now? It's just babies. We just need another plan. Babies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We need another plan. Stem cells and melatonin and
Well, what's making these babies so strong?
I noticed they have like juice boxes.
They're juicing.
They're juicing. They're totally juicing.
All right. Oh, I mean, it's been a while since I've had any juice. Maybe
let's... That could be the thing. You know, we could probably cozy up to some of the moms.
Well, I mean, they always say it's really easy to steal juice from a baby. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think we just like, what we could do is we could put out some of those athletic mats down on the sand. And when they go to nap time, we'll just take the juice boxes.
Yeah, we'll just pound a few back and then we'll be
ready to just kick their ass.
Yeah, we'll punt those babies.
So, Lauren, it is my understanding that it worked. You convinced them.
I did. I used all of the tips and tricks that you've outlined in your books.
They now believe that left-handed people are not sinister. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I can't say that all of them do. But I'm starting to get through. I think I've got a couple of them converted, and then they're gonna, you know, it's just kind of like they'll convert two people and they'll convert two people, and it's one of those
things. I have watched the videotapes. That Howard, he is coming right around. He will be radical soon enough.
I did get him to hold a pencil that was shaped like a banana.
Oh, I saw it. It was very exciting.
Yeah. He said he liked it. And he doesn't lie. Like, I can tell. Well, I mean, I could tell, like, when he's uncomfortable. And he seemed genuinely okay with it.
This is all good. I feel like our plan to control the world through the left-handed power of the people is going very well.
Right. Right.
With sleeper agents like you,
I feel like I've trained my whole life for this, you know, being raised in a radical left family. You know, I just feel like this is just my natural path in life.
Yes, and the wavering on the point of being thinking you are right-handed and thinking you are flirting with right-handedness was an excellent touch.
You don't know how hard it was for me to live as a right-handed person for so long. You know, having pretend that it felt good and that...
disgusting.
It was, like that it was okay. I mean, I was worried I was going to get in too deep.
Well, we all were, but I think you really came through. And soon, the goal of having all the notebooks in the world be spiral on the left-hand side will be complete.
Yes. Yeah, no more flipping the notebooks upside down for us.
No, no longer. Soon we shall write perfect penmanship without smudging the page, without bumping our hands against wire frames.
Yes, no more bruising our fists. The fists will be made to fight right supremacy.
The left is right, fuck the right.
Okay, everybody, grab the cup in front of you. We're going to expand our minds and we're going to, you know, become different. We're going to go somewhere.
Is this juice? What's it?
It's like juice. It's a drink.
What flavor is it?
Herbal.
It smells funny.
It smells like raccoon bile.
I like herbs.
It's got nature in there. I won't go into too many specifics, but...
Is there raccoon bile in here?
How do you know raccoon bile smells like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't, so you tell us.
I'm going to say yes.
Well,
no, that didn't answer our question that you seem to be very familiar with the smell of raccoon bile.
Yeah, like if you just said it smelled like bile, I'd be not questioning it.
Listen, I'm not hiding anything. I like raccoon bile. There, I said it.
Okay.
Where are you acquiring your raccoon bile?
From raccoons around they live in my trash cans.
I mean, okay, are you doing it in a friendly way? I mean, just kind of.
Yeah, like, do you have bile? Like a trade? Like, you do trash for bile? Trash for bile?
Are you killing them? You're not killing the raccoons, are you?
No, of course not. How would I get more?
It seems like in order to extract raccoon bile, you would have to induce them to vomit.
Or, like, get into their guts.
Yeah.
I give them some food, and they don't like that food, so they throw it back up.
That's got to be some really bad food if a raccoon.
Yeah, raccoons like everything.
Well, speaking of which, I don't like the smell of this, whatever it is.
It's not raccoon bile. It smells fine.
It's not raccoon
bile. It's making me, the smell is kind of putting me off, and it looks really thick. And I have a texture issue.
Lauren, your eyes are really watering. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like burning my eyes.
This is if you want the visitors to land and you don't want the government to enter the compound, we have to drink it now.
Mine's got a hair in it.
Ew.
That's the cherry on top.
Wait, what visit?
I don't know. Mine doesn't have
a hair in it.
I didn't realize we were getting visitors. I didn't clean my room at all.
Yeah.
What have we been doing for all these years here?
I kind of hung out. I was just mostly just chilling.
Should He's I put on my robe and sneakers before the visitors come?
That's why we have the robes, specifically for the visitors.
Oh, I thought it was just for showering.
I mean, I thought that I just felt like it's very comfortable. I like wearing a robe. I feel like
the robes.
I wasn't
going to
buy scratchy robes.
Yeah, I mean, they're very soft. What is this, microfiber?
Especially since it gets so hot at night when we're all sleeping in the same beds. I find it very breathable. It's like a very breathable, soft cotton. Yeah. But
I didn't know it had any meaning. Yeah. I thought it was just a rope.
I was just sleeping naked because I was too hot. Sorry, guys.
Did I miss the meetings about this? Like, I feel like I'm...
Well, you've been out with the raccoons.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, I see you guys at lunch and stuff. I feel like I would have heard about this whole visitor thing.
I feel like I would have heard about raccoon bile, but
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You've been keeping that from
exactly.
us.
Seems like we keep secrets from each other.
Sure. I have a question. Yeah. I have a question. Shouldn't we set out some kind of, like, snacks for the visitors?
Yeah, like
I feel weird that we should be consuming all of this, like, whatever this is, like, this thick liquid. And I just feel like when you have a guest, you should provide,
like, roasted corn.
Roasted corn? Yes. Like, that's a traditional corn. That is a traditional food that you offer visitors. Haven't you read the handbook?
There's a handbook?
It's in the pocket of the robe.
Yeah.
There are pockets in this robe? Holy crap.
Oh.
I could have been keeping stuff in here, like my keys. I just leave my keys in my room. I could have been carrying around. What is this?
And the complimentary bottle of Brian's sweat is right there.
Okay. Oh, I drank that.
It also has a hood in the back that unzips.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That... What?
And there's the tinfoil lining to keep out the radio waves.
Okay, seriously, you guys are blowing my mind right now. Like, I don't know what's happening.
This was day one stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't think we had to touch on it again. Maybe if you weren't so busy raccoons, you would have learned all of this.
I didn't meet the raccoons till like day 10.
Okay, I'm still confused. Why are we drinking this thick herbal beverage?
In order to prepare our bodies for the transition to space travel. They're picking us up. They're just
how
like
does the Nikes fit into this?
Yeah.
Why are we wearing sneakers?
Mine are the wrong size.
My cup's melting.
You're only supposed to let it sit for a few seconds. That was preparation. This is the real deal.
So the Kool-Aid we were drinking before, we don't get that anymore? We're just going to drink this stuff from now on?
This is a one-time thing. We have all the Kool-Aid you want after you drink your tea.
Can't we just give the visitors a nice firm handshake? I feel like most people like that.
Yeah.
They don't have corporeal, visible, physical forms. We need to join them in the astral realm.
Oh, right? So they're so powerful that they can't form corporeal forms to touch us?
They don't need to. They say it's smelly.
I didn't get a corporeal form in my robe.
Yeah.
Do we have to fill that out?
I got this other form, the form 912, but...
That's where we gave all of our money to Brian.
Well, taxes.
Yeah, for taxes.
Wait, you guys gave your money to Brian?
Yeah.
This guy's crazy.
He, He gave us shoes.
And a robe.
And a robe. And
I didn't give him any money. The robe was just there when I got here.
And we got a lot of Kool-Aid, too.
I mean, I've been investing heavily in the stock market since we got here. I am, like, doing really
okay,
well.
I don't think Rob should come with us.
His ticket's revoked unless he contributes his taxes.
Yeah. This works out fine because, I mean, the raccoon's going to be coming out of the trash can soon. I don't really need to drink this, right?
How do we know that the visitors are coming? Because I've been trying. Well, I've been trying to pick up the transmissions by doing our, you know, nightly meditations and under the stars, and I haven't gotten anything.
I mean, it's also
it might be because Howard's been naked.
Yeah, it is distracting.
Well, the visitors, I guess you don't have the tin foil in your hood, so that could be, you know, really maybe.
So we got to start over.
Yeah, I think we're going to just have to start over again, like new robes, new shoes.
And Rob needs to sign Form 912.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if he's not paying taxes, then I don't want to pay taxes.
But he's out of here.
I don't have a pencil. Do you have taxes?
We got,
a banana-shaped one.
Yeah.
All right.
Curves a little.
Let me just go.
That's a good pencil.
Wait, hold on. Which hand are you using?
I use my feet.
Left.
Which foot?
My left foot?
Right?
He's lying.
No, I've seen him. I've seen him do it.
All right. Not paying taxes is one thing, but I think this crosses. This puts a toe too far over the line.
I've been doing this since every time anyone said, hey, Rob, could you make a drawing of me? I used my right foot to do it. I mean, this is like, people know me as that. They know me as the raccoon bio guy and the guy who makes drawings with his right foot. I mean,
we're the only ones on this compound.
Guys, can we go back to the whole idea of, like, let's just start again. This time we'll all be on the same page. Rob will be forced to watch the training videos. We'll do, like, a Clockwork Orange situation where we'll pry his eyes open.
How long are these training videos, though? I mean, I only have, like, a half hour.
No, they're 3 weeks.
But I have to go to work.
No, you have to quit. That. Okay,
you have a job?
Yeah, you're not supposed to have a job, Rob. Okay, how about we kick Rob out of our club?
That seems the quickest way.
Okay.
No more Kool-Aid for you, buddy.
Can I keep the rope?
Hey guys, I think that was Dolly Parton.
The sheep that was cloned?
What's that?
The cloned sheep?
Yeah, she has a cloned sheep with her and also Kenny Rogers. I could tell because, you know, she had the big hair.
No, that's Dexter, the lumberjack.
And she also had a trench coat. Yeah. Dexter, the lumberjack?
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
He goes by Loggins sometimes.
Kenny Rogers, the guy that makes cheeseburgers and also has a TV show? Like, I feel like...
He was a cowboy, right?
Yeah, that had a TV show and made cheeseburgers.
No, the guy with the TV show was the painter. That guy that painted stuff.
No, Kenny Rogers.
No, that's Diana Ross.
He's a
yeah, Diana Ross. She always Diana Ross. You painted.
No, she died in a car crash.
Yeah,
paparazzi
she was like the royalty
oh,
guy.
Oh yeah, person. The Queen of England.
Oh yeah, Princess Diana Ross.
Oh right.
No, I'm pretty sure she was queen. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
but I thought that was the band that did the
that's
Bohemian
Freddie
Rhapsody. Yeah,
that's Freddie Mercury.
I know, yeah. I get confused with my queens from England. Sorry,
he died from eating all those fish and getting too much mercury.
Yeah. He's the one that discovered the planet
Mercury,
Pluto.
No, I thought he was the one that came in nightmares to kids in the 80s, teenagers that lived on Elm Street. Dang.
No, that's Freddie Scissorhands. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I knew he was the guy with the knives.
And he killed Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was that barber
of Seville, like that sings Figaro.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that was Bugs Bunny.
Oh.
And you could tell because he was wearing no clothes.
Completely naked.
Just a carrot. Just way too naked.
Yeah.
For TV.
Unless he was trying to fool somebody, he dressed up as a woman. He'd wear a dress in that case.
Yeah, which is a little sexist, I think.
Wait, are you? You're talking about Damenda, Dame Edna?
Yeah. Dame Edna.
She's like a queen in Australia.
Was it? I thought that was the guy that played the My Left Foot guy.
Rob?
No, Day Lewis.
That's Lewis and Clark. They found the, like, you know, the country.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
right, yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
And his little friend Clark.
The Mississippi River.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were on the Oregon Trail and died of dysentery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that now.
So sad. I can't believe Dolly Parton died of dysentery.
I know. It's a rough
time. It was a different time, yeah. Now we got that vaccine for dysentery, thankfully.
Well, yeah,
I didn't take it.
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to take it.
Yeah,
no, honestly, too much mercury.
Yeah, who knows what's in that?
Well, honestly, if we hadn't cloned Dolly Parton and learned so much about her in that experiment, then we, you know, science, like, we might not have the vaccines
or any science at all.
So honestly, or you guys owe your life to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we
I mean, she was the greatest first lady we ever had.
Yeah.
That's just
she sewed the flag.
Sewed the flag, saved the portrait of George W. Bush
mm-hmm.
from the burning White House. Mm-hmm.
Which allowed them to make the Mount Rushmore.
Wait, no, that was Moses with the burning bush. Was it?
No, that was Noah. It was Noah with the burning bush who had to save the bush.
He put out the bush with the flood.
It was going to rain really hard, so he had to get the bush onto the boat to save it.
Yeah.
He had to put two of them on each boat.
Yeah, which is hard because when you get one bush, you put it next to another bush. It tends to become just one burning bush, even if you have two of them.
Yeah. Well, it's only unless one burning bush, hand. And then it spreads and becomes many burning bushes.
Yeah,
and they basically becomes for that, though.
I mean, I mean, the goal wasn't to have a burning boat, but it's kind of how it ended up. But
you can't burn a boat when it's on the water.
Yeah, there's water right there.
That just scientifically doesn't happen.
Yeah, never seen a boat burn.
I don't know, guys. I got to put my foot down on this one.
Like your left foot?
Do you have any evidence? Show me a boat that's on fire on the water.
Yeah.
Wow. Show me one. Oh, that's from that famous movie, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
show me the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
and you can't handle the deal
with evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I can
deal with all the evidence.
I can show you A Boat in the Water, which honestly is my favorite album by Styx. Boat in the Water.
Yeah.
You had me at Styx.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I prefer Moat Full of Water.